This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Campaigning has picked up momentum for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra as polling dates are fast approaching in both states. Top leaders of all political parties are crisscrossing the two states and holding back-to-back rallies to woo voters. In Maharashtra, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed public rallies at Dhule and Nashik today. He said that the NDA government at the centre and the Mahayuti government in the state are committed to the welfare of the underprivileged. Mr. Modi said 50 lakh women in the state have received free LPG connections under the Ujjwala Yojana. The Prime Minister highlighted the initiatives of the central government and the Mahayuti government in Maharashtra for farmers, infrastructural projects and Mumbai Metro. On the other hand, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah held a rally in Shirala in Sangli district of the state. He expressed confidence that people of the state will vote for BJP, Shiv Sena, NCP combined in the upcoming polls. In Jharkhand, only 3 days are now left for campaigning to end for the first phase. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today addressed a rally at Simdega. He accused the BJP of trying to snatch water, forest and land from tribal people. Mr. Gandhi termed the Jharkhand polls as a fight of ideology between the India bloc and the BJP-RSS combine. Addressing an election meeting at Kharsawa, Jharkhand Assembly Election Co-in-Charge Himanta Biswa Sarma accused Rahul Gandhi of dividing Hindu society. Senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren held an election meeting at Latehar. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav also addressed a rally at Latehar, while Union Minister Giriraj Singh spoke at Jamshedpur. Elections to the 81-member assembly will be held in two phases on the 13th and 20th of this month, while counting will take place on the 23rd of November. Union Minister for Chemicals and Fertilizers Jagat Prakash Nadda today launched the scheme for strengthening the medical device industry in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Nadda said the scheme will be a game changer and its impact will be immense. He added that it will make India self-reliant in the sector and that the government's production-linked incentive PLI scheme has opened a new path for the industry. Minister of State for Chemicals and Fertilizers Anupriya Patel and Secretary of Pharmaceuticals Arunish Chawla were also present at the event. In Chhattisgarh, Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari inaugurated the 83rd annual session of the Indian Roads Congress in Raipur this evening. Addressing the event, Mr. Gadkari urged officials, experts and contractors in the road and transport sector to adopt successful global practices and innovations, emphasizing the need for an integrated approach to road sector development. The union minister said that developing infrastructure will drive industrial growth, increase employment, reduce poverty and make the country self-reliant. More than 2,000 experts, scientists, engineers and officials are participating in this four-day session, which will conclude on November 11. Russian President Vladimir Putin has emphasized that India and Russia are natural allies and partners for decades. President Putin was addressing the Valdai Discussion Club in Sochi yesterday. Calling India a great nation, Mr. Putin noted that cooperation between Moscow and New Delhi is expanding across all sectors. President Putin praised India's economic leadership with a GDP growth rate of 7.4% annually and emphasized the increasing strength of their partnership year after year. The Russian leader recalled the Soviet Union's support during India's independence, which he said built a uniquely strong and trusting relationship between the two countries. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan inaugurated the second edition of the annual Indian Military Heritage Festival in New Delhi today. The two-day festival aims to engage global and Indian think tanks, corporations, government and private sectors, non-profits and academics focusing on India's national security, foreign policy and military heritage. In cricket, India have set a challenging target of 203 runs for South Africa in the first T20 international of a four-match series at the Kingsmead Cricket Stadium in Durban today. Put into bat, visitors scored 202 for 8 in stipulated 20 overs. Sanju Samson scored a dazzling 107 of 50 balls for India. South Africa were 44 for 3 in 5.2 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.